Good morning. My guest this morning is jazz guitarist Christian Foley Bining. Good morning.
Good morning.
What has your career been like? What kind of jazz have you played, with whom, and so on?
Well, I started playing the guitar with 12, but got really serious when I was about 20. And I studied different places in a Swiss jazz school in Bern. And then for a while I was in Iowa City at the university playing big band music mainly. And then I went to Berklee School of Music in Boston for a semester, and then eventually ended up in Los Angeles at the Musicians Institute. It's also called GIT in 85. And I studied there guitar, and I loved it so much, and I didn't want to leave, so I studied bass there as well. And while I studied bass, I became a music teacher, and I was teaching at GIT for about 8 years. And then in 2000, we moved to Healdsburg. That's where I live right now.
Oh, great, great.
And really enjoyed there. But the style of music, I mean, I started out with blues and rock. Then I got into jazz with Montgomery and fusion funk. So, I mean, it's a big variety. And, of course, early on, I was always listening to the band Oregon.
Right.
And was really taken by their music.
Right.
And before I knew Paul anything, you know, so I just...
I was going to ask you, you'll be playing with Paul McCandless at the Occidental Center for the Arts on Friday the 15th at 8 p.m. Who is he and how did you become associated with him?
The first, I mean, of course, like I said, I listened to the band Oregon, you know, just looked at LP covers and listened to the music. So, but then in 89, I was teaching music seminars in the south of France. And I was there a whole week, and there was everybody. Chick Corea and Pat Metheny was there, and the band Oregon was there for a whole week. So that's when I met Paul the first time, you know, a little bit. And then after that, we pretty much lost contact. I saw the band Oregon in Los Angeles once when I was living there. And then I moved up here. I didn't know where Paul was until one day I was playing with a friend, a flute player, George Husarek, in Redwood Valley on the farmer's market. And he says to me, "Do you know Paul McCandless?" And I said, "Are you talking about the Paul McCandless?" And he said, "Yeah." And then he, 5 minutes later, he says, "Oh, here's Paul on the bike." And so, and then he was asking us whether he could sit in to play with us. And he was like, "Yeah, please." And so that was the first time we hooked up again. And then we stayed in touch and we played with my quartet, the Healdsburg Jazz Festival 5 years ago. And so I was in heaven, finally, to play with Paul, and we played all my music, you know, at that time. So then we played a few other gigs, and then this chance came up right now to play. It's a different formation, a different band, and we call this the Paul McCandless Christian Foley Bining collaboration. Because we do music of Paul, music he did with Oregon, his compositions, and a lot of my compositions. So it's a cooperation. Yeah.
Well, I have a hunch that you're going to be attracting an audience of quite a few guitar players along with just the general public, because both of you are very well known in those circles. Thanks for coming in.
Okay.
And good luck with the performance. Let's remind people once again, and folks, it's really best to get tickets for these Occidental Center for the Arts shows quickly, because they do sell out quickly.
I just want to add, we have Tom Hayashi on drums. He's well known here, and Tom Shader on bass.
Right. Yeah. Okay. For tickets, 874-9392, online, OccidentalCenterForTheArts.org. Thanks again for coming in,
Christian. Thank you for having me.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.